Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you interviews with national and local leaders, businesses and brands, from community champions to entertainment artists and entrepreneurs. I'm giving a voice to those shaping the future and making a difference in our communities. Sometimes I also share a little about my role here at the King Radio Station as the program director of 105.5 FM and AM 1430 The King. Each week I receive hundreds of artist submissions. On top of that, God always seems to align our path with people where He's positioned us on His time in His kingdom for a purpose. So I can only move how I feel I'm aligned to do within His will, right? So with that being said, on my walk in my corporate role with Marriott International Brands, a coworker once asked me, "What is it that I do outside of Marriott?" I mentioned radio programming. She immediately wanted to connect me with her father, a man by the name of Sir Alton Lovely. That introduction led me to connect with his daughter, a wife, a psalmist, and an entrepreneur who, not even at the age of 25, utilizes her voice to minister through song, to encourage, inspire, and uplift people to the glory of God. Today, I have the incredible opportunity to introduce this powerful psalmist right here on The Voice on the King. So let's get started. Tell the listeners who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about your passion and purpose in song.
Well, first of all, that introduction was the most beautiful introduction I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Altania Stewart, and I am so grateful to be here, so grateful to have the opportunity to be on with you, Miss Tamika. My background, I am from Montgomery, Alabama. I have been born and raised here in Montgomery, Alabama. Like you said, I'm a psalmist. I'm a wife. I've been singing since the age of five, as long as I can remember. And so since the age of five, I've always been the youngest in the crowd. So I've always been, I think when I was in kindergarten, I was singing with the seventh grade choir.
Oh, wow.
When I moved on up to middle school, I was singing with the high schoolers. And in high school, I had so many great opportunities to sing with collegiate students. And so God has always allowed me to be the youngest in the room. And I count it a privilege and an honor to suck in all the wisdom, all the knowledge, and just to be exposed to whatever opportunity God sends my way.
That's so real. Always being the youngest in the room. And Altania, first of all, I have to say your name is absolutely beautiful, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It clicked for me, you know, on how to pronounce it. One thing I like to do is make sure that I say people's name properly, because I don't want to be corrected by saying somebody's name. The least you could do is learn how to say somebody's name. But it had clicked to me once I realized that your father's name is Alton.
Yes, that's my daddy.
And his last name is Lovely. I thought, oh, that's so lovely, though. That's so cute.
Yes, growing up, we were called the Lovely family.
That's so beautiful.
When me and my siblings would be together, they would call us the Lovely girls. It was really cute. So it's an honor for my maiden name to be Lovely.
Listen, so have you ever thought about making a music group in between you and your sister, since you only got one brother, you know, to have a group called The Lovelies?
So you know what? Since you brought that up, not only am I a singer, but all of my siblings, they sing as well. And so we've actually gotten quite a few opportunities to minister together. Mm-hmm. And when we were younger, my parents actually named us The Lovely Anointed. And so we were able to, God gave us so many opportunities in our youthful years. And we're still in our youthful years. It gave us a lot of opportunities in our youth to be able to go and minister through praise dance and through song, and we were always presented as the Lovely Anointed.
I love that. Listen, Destiny Child, who they better learn about the Lovely Anointed out here, okay?
I know, that's right. We're the Destiny's Child, the gospel edition.
So I was watching your Behind the Lyrics video on YouTube for your new single, Hold On, and learned that this song was co-written by your father alongside your sister, Alexis Lovely?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, and it was also, listen guys, it was also inspired by a particular verse in the Bible that you shared with your dad. Could you share?
Absolutely.
Yeah, could you share that verse with us and talk a bit about the meaning behind it? Maybe also tell us about your current release and the upcoming project this single is a part of.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, you're absolutely right. You definitely did your research, Miss Tamika. My father is definitely a co-writer on the latest release, so is Alexis. And it is, or is built off or inspired by that verse, James chapter 1 in the Bible, verses 2 through 4. And that verse just says, count it all joy when you face trials and tribulations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And so this release really encourages the believer. It encourages whomever may listen to count it all joy when you face trials and tribulations. Miss Tamika, I found myself in a time where things were being thrown at me left and right. And of course, as believers or as people, period, we deal with situations just all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically our faith being put on trial.
Indeed.
And for a while, I would pout. You know, I started pouting about things that would come my way. And I'm like, God, why do I have to deal with this? Why I got to deal with that? Why I got to deal with this? And right. It seems like every time I turn around, it's always something. Why? You know, I'm trying to do right. You know, I'm trying to stay in the straight and narrow, trying to do what you've called me to do. And then the Lord brought me to this particular verse. And the verse says, count it all joy when you face these trials and these tribulations, knowing that it comes to test the faith or to produce patience. And so, Tamika, that caused me to really look at trials and tribulations in a different way. Not as a punishment, but as preparation or as something that grow me up, yes, in my faith. And so the only way you really get to know the heart of God or get to even see the hand of God is through those trials exactly. and those tribulations. And Tamika, this song, Hold On, really encourages the listener, no matter what, not to let go of their faith. It encourages them to look at trials and tribulations as an opportunity for faith production or for patience to be increased. I even found myself praying that prayer, Lord, give me patience. And Tamika, don't pray that prayer. Okay. I'm just joking.
But I understand because I have prayed that prayer before. Please help me to increase what my prayers should be to have a better result.
Because, honey, when you ask the Lord to do it, you might as well be ready for him to come in and break those areas that you didn't even know you needed to be broken out in for mm-hmm. you to turn back to him and embrace the trials and embrace the tribulations. Because now I'm still learning, but I have learned so much. I don't look at trials and tribulations the same way. Although they don't feel good, I know that they have an assignment as well.
And this is coming from an almost 25-year-old person. Who?
Oh, my goodness, the grandmother.
Who is the grandmother, y'all? I'm just saying, she even putting me on, and you know, I can appreciate that, and as well as my listeners, I know that you can appreciate what she's saying. Now, that verse alone is a song in its own right, and it can be on repeat just saying those same things, because it's so necessary with all of the trials and tribulations that we experience day to day, even when it just comes to simple communication, which can just tear up our entire day, you know. So the song Hold On is what you need, and let me tell you all, we've had Hold On in rotation here on The King for about a month now, and the listeners are loving it. You hear me?
Oh my goodness, to God be the glory. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
We are grateful for your ability to produce such an inspirational tune for us. And it has such great classic gospel feel to the song to me. And that's how I was just so ready to support it.
I want to thank my listeners for tuning in. This is part one of a part one and two episode for The Voice on the King. And I want to tell you all to stay tuned to hear Hold On right after this episode. A huge thank you to the phenomenal psalmist Altania Stewart for joining us today on The Voice on the King. I want to thank her for sharing her new music with us, her passion and purpose. I want you all to come back on Thursday at 4 p.m. for part two, as we are honored to keep Altania Stewart single in rotation to uplift and inspire folks. And of course, a big shout out to all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. You can catch the replay of today's episode online at 105theking.com. Don't forget, you can also text us anytime on the King Radio Hotline at 770-742-9654. Again, that's 770-742-9654. And make sure to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King. And now, new single here on The King by Altania Stewart, Hold On.
When pain and suffering comes without warning, and the trying of your fate seems to be the norm, it's in these times, it's patience that we must pursue. So perfection must